Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart.
And I'm Rich LaRue, Vice President of Corporate Brokerages for the Western Region for HomeSmart.
Have a short little podcast for all of you today on the topic of communicating information to your sellers that that now might be a good time for them to sell their home in today's market. I think there's a concept right now or a belief when you read the media that now would not be a good time to sell.
Right.
Would you agree?
I agree.
So this morning,
there's a lot of fear in the market.
There is. So this morning, I received an email. I follow Keeping Current Matters, keepingcurrentmatters.com. The team over there is phenomenal. They send such valuable information every day into my inbox. And this came through this morning or yesterday morning. And the headline was Reasons to Sell Your Home in Today's Market. So what I wanted to do was share this with all of you so that you could, in turn, share this with your customers, or at least share the concepts and share the information. One of the things that we talk about on these podcasts is we look to the data, we look to the information, and that shines a light on what the opportunities are. And then we turn around and share those data and those opportunities with our customers. We share that information with them. That's our role, our responsibility.
It is our responsibility, and it's highly critical that we are sharing correct data and complete data,
right?
Because so much of what we get in the media is incomplete. Let's just leave it at that.
Exactly. So the concept here is this isn't saying everyone should sell their home, but this is saying, hey, here are some reasons to sell your house, your home in today's market. Okay. So number one, right there up on the screen, I'm going to scroll up. Inventory is low.
Yes, it is.
So right now, inventory is low. We're sitting here in the first week of May, first week of May still. And inventory is low across the United States.
So why does that help me as a seller? Why is that a reason that could be a good time?
Right. Well, for me, they sum it up with the graphic that's up on the screen. So I know some of you are listening to the podcast right now, and you don't have the benefit of the visual, but I'll describe it to you. The graphic, the headline says inventory is, well, the headline, reasons to sell your house in today's market. And then the first reason is inventory is low. Right underneath that, it says it's still a seller's market because the supply of homes for sale is low. And that means your home will stand out. And then they show a blue stripe across the top, and it says buyer's market. And then a green stripe on the bottom that says seller's market, and it has a graph going up and down over that. Mm. And it basically shows the history of real estate from 1999 approximately up until today. And it shows at one point that graph dipping up into that buyer's market.
Yeah.
And so it's saying buyer's market. And even here recently, just in the last couple months in our local market area.
Here in Phoenix.
Okay.
Yep.
It dipped into a buyer's market for how many days?
Oh, yeah. It was less than 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In December.
Went
and
down.
Then, poof, went right, it was
right
gone.
Back up. So the concept that they're just trying to communicate is that whether we like it or not, we have an inventory shortage right now, and that means and demand is high. So because of that, in most of our markets, we have a seller's market.
Right.
And when it's a seller's market, your home is going to stand out. There's less competition. Imagine if there were two or three times the number of homes for sale. That's a buyer's market.
Right.
And so right now it's a seller's market. The second concept real quick is multiple offers. Multiple offers are on the rise, it says. Buyers are competing over the limited supply of homes for sale. So you, the home seller, may get multiple offers on your home. Do you see this in what comes across your desk every day?
We're still seeing multiple
running the brokerage
offers. Not as many as a year ago.
Right.
But we are seeing it, especially on nicer homes. Nicer, that's relative. Homes that show well.
That are priced correctly.
Well, that was
okay. Sorry.
Show well you. And price correctly
okay.
makes all the difference in the world.
Right.
Because a home is never going to sell for less than its value.
Right.
Right. If you underprice a home, the buyers in the market will recognize that, and they will raise that sales price because they will be competing with one another.
Right.
That's very. And they drive the price up.
Yeah.
So, if you're concerned, if you're worried about underpricing a listing, I really don't think it's possible to do so, because you'll get multiple offers and the buyers will determine the price of the property.
Because of our state of the market today.
Because of our state of the market.
So many areas yeah. having limited inventory,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So the graph, for those of you, again, listening, and mm-hmm. I need to describe it to you, it shows from March 2019 to March 2023, and it shows a plotted graph about the number of multiple offers received on a transaction. And in March 2019, it was about 2.1. Multiple offers received, and it went up to upwards of five and a half offers per listing at one point. That's in March of 2022, and then it dropped way down in sometime in the 2022-2023 time frame.
Yeah,
but it has bounced back up again for four consecutive months, by what I can interpret from that graph.
That's what it looks like. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Four consecutive yeah. months.
It's and there's an awful lot of agents. That would argue the point that it was not 5.5 in March of 22 because it felt like 20.
It felt like 20, it did. And at times it was 20.
Yeah.
Right. Again, we're yeah. speaking averages here.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
averages across very the industry, terms. I mean, it should yeah. even make the point even bigger when it's a small rise. So being sitting at 3.2 offers per transaction today in,
that's
you know,
huge.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big. And so reasons why someone should sell, you know, or reasons that should sell, reasons why to sell your house in today's market: inventory low, then followed by multiple offers on the rise. And then thirdly, your equity can fuel your move.
Yeah.
You know,
so many sellers, so many homeowners today have lots of equity.
Right. So it says, you know, here on the screen, you know, most homeowners have a lot of equity right now. When you sell, you can use that power or use that to power your move. For some people, there's a graph, a pie chart here, 38.7%. They're actually selling their home and they're owning their new home free and clear. Hmm. So equity can power your move is the graph they're showing someone who owns a home. You could sell your home and then use the equity in your previous home to buy a different home, maybe in a different area, downsize, and own the home free and clear.
Right. Or there's so many people moving much further away
right.
than, in other words, out of their neighborhood, out of right. their local area, maybe even across the state border.
Right.
And so values are differently. And so maybe you could get the same quality of home for the same price.
Right.
Of exactly. what your equity is
exactly.
and end up paying cash for
right.
that. Yeah. So 38%, that's almost 40% of the
well,
people.
And then there's another way to look at this graph right here. So they're saying out of all of the 140 million homeowners in the U.S.,
right.
they're saying 38.7% of them own the home free and clear. So out of the 140, 38.7 of them own the home free and clear. 29.4% have greater than 50% equity. And 31.9% then have less than 50% equity, but have equity.
There is so much opportunity.
The story
here.
There is that
yeah.
there's equity. So many of those 140 million homes have equity. Homeowners have equity.
Yeah.
So if you have equity, equity can fuel a new move. And so that's a reason. So if you're thinking about selling your house, you know, reach out to a local real estate expert to discuss, you know, now and if or if now is the right time to make a move. And then 2 days ago, they had one that kind of piggybacks on this. And it was just talking about buyer activity. We're here in May of 2023 recording right now. And I think the perception would be, man, that the market is, you know, is slowing and it's down. And it had slowed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually picked back up. So when you look at the showing traffic, the number of homes being shown, it's increased since December.
It has.
And then on top of it, and so this goes to that reasons why maybe if you need to sell your home right now, that now might be a good time. And talking about how does it relate to pre-pandemic? You know, so we had the pandemic, then the market was in a frenzy. So what if we take those years out of it and we just compare it to 2019, 2020?
Wow.
It's showing traffic today in 2023 is higher than it was in 2018, 2019, and 2020.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It doesn't feel that way when you talk to agents, I think, sometimes. And that's why I wanted to
highlight. You know, it's interesting. Looking at specific markets, we are seeing more contracts resulting in more pending sales and more closings than we have in a long time.
Right.
And so, it feels like the market is down on one hand, and on the other hand, we're not in a frenzied market, but we're in a seller's market.
No, but almost every podcast we talk about that life happens.
Yeah.
And our job in real estate is to serve our customers and to take care of their needs. And every year there's 4 to 5 to 6 million people that need to move or want to move or want to buy or sell real estate.
That's right.
And so our job is to help them do that no matter what. But now we're just trying to relate what's going on in today's market. I guess trying to explain, you know, this right here that came in, reasons to sell your home in today's market.
These are some things to consider. If you're thinking about selling,
yep.
Some things to consider.
Yep. Based on data.
Yep.
So anyway, we hope you all have enjoyed what we've talked about with all of you here today. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart.
And I'm Rich LaRue.
And thank you for joining us on the Real Estate Podcast. We hope to see you on future episodes.
We'll see you next time.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.